Sustainable Source of Energy. Subsistence Path. John Caton. Sustainable Energy. Renewable Energy. Fossil Fuels. Fuel Costs. Effects on Environment. Energy is a very broad subject, fraught with controversy, scientific and political. It is necessary to bring this subject into the intended context of the broader topic, as one of the seven things needed to thrive in the subsistence economy sought by those choosing an off-grid, homesteading lifestyle. Energy's simplest definition is the ability to do work. When actually doing work, it is called kinetic energy. When not actually working, but standing by fully capable of doing work, it is called potential energy. Both forms, potential and kinetic, are major considerations in both the surplus and subsistence economies, but in the subsistence economy the individual is tasked with sourcing potential energy, releasing it as kinetic energy, and converting kinetic energy into forms best suited for the work that's needed by the individual. Potential energy is stored chemically, mechanically, and gravitationally. Nuclear potential also exists but isn't relevant to this discussion except as the potential of solar energy. Home nuclear reactors might solve all our needs, but they are frowned upon by greater powers. Kinetic energy results when potential energy is released in the form of radiant energy, such as light, thermal energy, such as heat, motion, vibration, or electrical energy. The forms of kinetic energy are convertible to each other, and that is how mankind is able to engineer all the energized contraptions on which we depend to do work for us. For example, chemicals in an engineered battery release their potential energy, in the form of electrical kinetic energy, routed into another engineered device to convert electrical energy to radiant energy in the form of light, or to an engineered motor to convert to motion. Another example, the potential energy chemically stored in wood can be released as thermal and radiant forms of kinetic energy, heat and light. Kinetic energy can also convert back to potential energy. The sun stores energy as nuclear potential energy, releases it as radiant kinetic energy which, when it strikes Earth, converts to vibrational energy which converts to thermal energy. Some of the sun's radiant energy is visible as light which when striking the leaves of a plant becomes chemically stored as potential energy again. When animals eat plants, the plant's stored potential again becomes kinetic to power the animal's body. The same thing happens when radiant energy from the sun strikes an engineered solar panel, converts to electrical energy, is routed to do work, or routed to become chemically stored as potential energy in a battery. So, after all these Physics 101 reminders, what's the point? The primary question that must be in the mind of anyone taking on tasks in a subsistence economy is, what assistance is actually needed in the expenditure of labor? Aside from the energy produced by the human body, what other forms of energy are needed? What tasks cannot be performed by the energy produced within? As with every other question arising around subsistent living, the answers can only come from the individual embarking on the journey. Many tasks assisted by kinetic energy are for convenience. The convenience of speed. The convenience of familiarity. The convenience of easing tasks that are tiring. What balances can there be between the conveniences of energy, the availability of potential energy, fuel, the form of kinetic energy needed, and the devices to convert one form to another? Our ancestors, an example of subsistent living, depended on the energy produced by their own bodies first. Then, they depended on the energy produced by the bodies of larger and stronger animals. Light and heat were provided by tapping chemically stored potential energy from wood, another biomass, or from some other chemical compound. Use of these energy sources was assisted by tools or devices to multiply the benefits. For example, an animal might be used to pull a wagon to transport a load from one point to another. The wagon was an engineered device, with wheels, also engineered. But the kinetic energy of motion was derived from the chemically stored potential energy of the animal itself. Won't work? Humans have thrived longer on this planet, using manual and animal-assisted devices for energy, in a subsistence economy, than they have, to date, in the surplus economy of which energy sourcing is a major component. It isn't a question of, will it work? It is a question of, are there other choices? Once the tasks that need assistance are honestly defined, in what form is energy needed for each? Light, heat, motion, vibration or electric? which can you self-provide from chemically stored potential energy, directly from your homestead? Wood is an obvious choice, a consideration when site selecting. We are accustomed to the convenience of chemically stored potential energy in liquid fossil fuels, all of which become gases prior to their kinetic energy use. Our devices are engineered to use these gases, but re-engineering of existing devices can utilize other gases to provide the same kinetic forms of energy. Gases derived from wood, for example, can fuel combustion engines. Methane collected from composting organic matter can be used in place of commercial, compressed to liquid, natural gases. Alcohol can be generated for fuel, using the same fermentation and distillation process used to make alcohol for drinking. Caution, certain legal restrictions apply. The point is, these things can be accomplished in a subsistence economy. Are there other sources of potential energy on your homestead? Probably. Gravity stored potential exists everywhere elevation changes within a short distance. Even kinetic energy may be available on the homestead. You might capture energy in the form of motion, such as a wind or water-driven turbine to generate electricity, or a windmill to pump water from a well. Radiant kinetic energy from the sun is free and abundant, but the equipment to capture, convert, control, and store it for electricity can be expensive. Much less expensive is to use radiant kinetic energy from the sun and convert it to heat for various tasks, including cooking, heating water, and heating living space. The meaning of sustainable energy is not the same as renewable energy. Even among professionals in the energy industry, however, the terms are often interchanged despite having different official definitions. A sustainable energy source is simply having a source from which the rate of usage doesn't outpace production. For example, electrical generation should not outpace the supply of the fuel being used to generate it. If a car runs out of gas, its energy source, the gas in the tank, was outpaced by the engine and wasn't sustainable. Renewable energy self-generates, as with the sun. But, if electrical use outpaces the electrical output of a solar array, the source is not sustainable, despite being renewable. Wood is a renewable fuel. But if chopped down faster than it regrows, the source is not sustainable. In the subsistence economy, renewable energy is the easiest path to sustainable energy. But conservation of energy is equally important to sustainability. You control the pace of use and supply to achieve sustainability. Supplying one's own energy needs isn't impossible for today's homesteader, any more than it was for our ancestors living in a subsistence economy. It just isn't familiar territory and requires a lot of thought, planning, and adjustment to make it work. View the video Sustainable Source of Energy, Subsistence Path on the Primal Ways YouTube channel. To comment, join the Primal Ways private discussion group.